let's tie in the religious agency portion. You identified a group out of Baltimore, the Lutheran Agency, there as being a part of this. Why are they a part? And is their attraction to this just purely economic as well, or is there more to it than that?
The people at the top, I do believe, have some motives that I don't want to put motives out there for them. We should ask them, and I'm sure that we might not get the truth, but I suspect that, yes, while they do have a lot of well-meaning volunteers working out in the field, Christian people who just want to reach out in love to the Muslims, I believe the people at the top who are well compensated, the top executives for Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Services, all make between $112,000 and $300,000 a year. They're well compensated for a so-called nonprofit. And the more refugees they bring in, the more money that flows into their coffers, the more raises they can give themselves, the more others they can hire at inflated wages.
Leo, let me ask you this. Knowing this information, which is obviously critical to know, for the sake of our listeners, what can be done about this? And what do you recommend that our listeners do now that they know some of what's happening with this Lutheran organization as well as with these food packing plants?
Yeah, it's their tax dollars that are paying for all of this. Lutheran Social Services refugee budget is financed 95% by federal tax dollars. So let that sink in for a minute. They're sitting up there, the top executives, all making $150,000 to $300,000 a year, bringing refugees in to transform our small towns. Rural America, Sam, is the last bastion of conservatism in this country. We saw that in the last election. Every major city went for Hillary, clearly. It wasn't even close. Even the expanding suburban areas often went for Hillary. It was rural America that elected Donald Trump. Well, here we have the hardcore left in places like Lutheran Social Services, Lutheran Immigration Services, Catholic Charities, Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society. I'm going to name them. There's nine contractors who are basically fronts for the federal government. They get paid about $2,000 for every single refugee they bring into the country. And they're transforming what's left of conservatism in small-town America, because these people aren't going to be voting Republican, these Somalis and these Sudanese and folks who they're bringing in from the third world. They vote over 70% Republican, and they do vote. They qualify within 5 years for full citizenship, and they can vote, and they will vote.